Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 19 of Lent. We are doing Meditations for Lent by Bishop Jacques Bossuet. The book is from Sophia Institute Press. And yeah, we're on day 19. Today is the Sunday of the third week of Lent. And we will get into the meditations. These meditations are being put up on video on both YouTube and Spiritus TV. And we are also putting them on all the different audio podcast apps. And I will throw up an image on screen so that there's nothing to watch. You just listen. You just meditate. And we will get going here. Day 19. Week 3, Sunday. In spirit and in truth. My Savior, because considering the vain speech of those who reject your church leads me to desire a greater understanding of your truth, I wish to reflect upon the arguments that are made against the adoration, reservation, and exposition of your Blessed Sacrament. They say that the words of the gospel do not show that the apostles adored the body and blood of Jesus Christ when they received them. Let us ask them whether we see the apostles adoring Jesus himself, who is constantly seated with them in his visible and natural form. Oh, my God, will not these disputatious souls see that whichever way they respond, they will convict themselves? Did the apostles adore Jesus? If they say yes, then they believe it without its being written down. If they say no, then what shall they conclude about the fact that it is not written down whether they adored the Eucharist? These misbelievers, thinking themselves to be wise and calling us fools, are themselves the fools, for they know nothing about true adoration. Let us restrict ourselves to the very words that are written about the Last Supper, and without supplementing the account with reference to other passages in the Gospels, let us believe Jesus when he says, "Take, eat, this is my body." Matthew 26:26. Believe him, that is, without hesitating and without arguing, when he says something so astonishing. Do whatever he says, and eat what appears to be bread with a sure faith that it is his true body. Do the same with the sacred chalice. To make an act of faith, at once so pure and so exalted, is this not to adore Jesus Christ? But to discern with St. Paul that this is not only the body of a man, but that of God, and the true bread come down from heaven. To place our hope and to seek our life there, to bind ourselves to him by love, is this not perfect adoration? What does it mean to add to such a faith genuflections, bows, prostrations, or any manner of exterior adoration except to pay our witness to what is in our heart? Do you believe in the Son of Man? Said the Savior to the blind man he had healed. Who is he, he replied, that I may believe in him? It is he who speaks to you, responded Jesus. And the man born blind said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. John 9:35-38. What did he do by prostrating himself before Jesus, except to repeat in another manner, in another language, the I believe he had just spoken with his mouth? That woman who touched him in order to be healed, Luke 8:43, had she not already adored him in her heart before throwing herself at his feet? Who does not see that to believe in Jesus, who says, this is my body, this is my blood? To receive him in this faith and to discern that this body is God's body by which life is given to us is already an act of the highest adoration, and that all the prostrations that we make to Jesus Christ are only its outward witness? It is then with good reason that we join the exterior to the interior adoration of the Eucharist. That is, that we join sign to sentiment and testimony to faith. It is with good reason, as the saints tell us, that we make manifest without, by our posture, the humility of our spirit within, and that, as St. Augustine says, no one takes this body without having first adored it. The Church's witness to this practice is constant. But why do we seek these witnesses when to eat and drink this body and blood as the body and blood of God, and to place all our hope in it is already so exalted a form of adoration that we see it must pull all the others behind in its train? Let us take the step. Let us tarry no longer. Let us adore Jesus, who reposes upon the altar. Ah, it is there that he awaits me. It is from thence that he shall one day be brought to me as viaticum, to bring me happily from this life to the next. Bread of those who seek. You will one day be the bread of those who see, the bread of those who live in the heavenly fatherland. I adore you. I believe in you. I desire you. I commune with you in spirit. You are my nourishment. You are my life. And there we are for today. And that is a great meditation upon the Blessed Sacrament and upon the real presence. Man, and if only Protestants understood that. If only they had that that hunger, that desire for Christ and the Most Blessed Sacrament. If only they knew what they were missing and lacking. But that is what we must share with them. So I hope you have a blessed Sunday today. I hope you are able to adore and receive Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. And I will see you all tomorrow morning. Thank you, and have a good day, guys.